Tell us about the Fairhope Booster Club. It's not actually just the high school booster club. It's just the Fairhope Booster Club, right?
You're correct. So it's actually for the middle school and high school athletes. So we support all of those. And we call it the All Sports Booster Club because we support every sport that's in those two schools. There's a little bit of a misconception that we only support football, and nothing could be further from the truth. We actually support all sports. In fact, football probably gets the least amount of money from us because they have a gate and they're a revenue-generating sport.
Right. Football sells tickets. They've got Coke sales, hot dog sales, etc. So they actually bring in some of their own money. So they don't need as much sports as, say, track and field.
Sure.
Which in track and field, you know, people are out running all over the neighborhoods and all over. And there's no way to have an audience for them or anything or charge tickets.
Well, they do competitions, but they'd still no program's going to generate like football does. So
Correct. This
is a great way to help fund multiple sports in multiple schools.
Yes, exactly. In fact, we do an average of $32,000 a year to all different sports, and the bulk of that's with playoff expenses. So when our talented young athletes are able to make it to regional or state playoffs, we are actually able to help them pay those expenses. Those are not inexpensive events to attend.
And as a parent, we thank you very much.
Yes,
because
guess
otherwise,
who would have to do
yeah,
that?
Otherwise, we're footing the hotel and the bus and the food, and usually sometimes we can get away with just the food portion, you know what
Correct.
I mean? Thanks
yes.
to the Boosters Club.
Yeah. So we've been able to support playoff expenses. We've done things like the new grandstand at the baseball field. We've been able to supply cheer mats.
Yeah, we bought mats for the wrestling and cheer programs. And you mentioned track and field. You've got golf, you've got tennis, you've got swimming, you have all of those sports that don't really have a place that they can sell banners.
Volleyball.
Yep.
A fishing team.
Fishing is a club.
Oh, it's a club.
But we do have a varsity bowling team that has made state playoffs several times.
Okay.
So, it's just an opportunity for those students that might not get the recognition of some of the sports that are more visible, but they have an opportunity to go and play in the playoffs and compete and represent Fairhope, and that's why we kind of do what we do.
Very good. And we're going to talk about a fun, exciting fundraising event you have coming up in just a moment. We just want to remind folks, this is Swap Shop, and it's a call-in show, so please don't feel like you're interrupting us. We'll take a pause so that we can get your call at 928-9228. Our lines are open. We would certainly love to hear about yard sales and rummage sales as well. So if you spot any of those, be sure and give us a call as well. And with that statement out of the way, let's talk about Casino Night coming up to benefit the Boosters Club.
Yes, we have been looking for the way that we raise money is to do different events. Our drawdown is our big event, and we do that the Saturday after Fat Tuesday every year, and that's a great event with silent auction and food and everything.
That's a lot of fun.
I've been to that several times before,
mm-hmm. and y'all don't fool around. I mean, you had
that's like a
$10,000 golf cart and vacation trips and jewelry, all kind of great stuff. In the auction part of that event.
Yeah, so this, we came up with the idea of something unique to pick up an additional event for the fall that nobody else really does. And so we've been playing with the idea and decided to do a casino night.
Great, hold that thought. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I still have that stereo. I'd like to sell it's a Sony receiver. It does have Bluetooth. And we do have the two Bose speakers with it. They got custom-made stands that the speakers do fit on. And you know who made them, Lori.
Did you?
Sure did.
All right.
And I'm at...
Well, then they must be nice.
Yeah, they are. And they are a walnut with a... They're stained with the walnut with a satin finish on them.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm selling the whole unit for $500. And somebody has to hear it and see it to appreciate it. You can reach me in Mobile at 391-3146.
All right, David. Thank you. We appreciate you. Longtime caller David in Mobile, who is a woodworker. with a pair of Bose 251 speakers, the custom-made stands they go on, and the Sunny AM/FM receiver for $500 at 391-3146.
Okay, so getting back to the event, when is it?
The event is this coming, next Saturday, October 16th.
So not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow,
a week
the
from
following
tomorrow.
Saturday. Okay. It's going to be at the James P. Nick Center. And the doors will open about 5:45. The event will have, we have a company called Elite Casino Events that is sending a crew from New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
With tables and dealers.
So this is going to be professional.
It's going to be
full,
actually.
Yeah.
The dealers, cool. They have different offices in different cities, but they, in their off time, they work at the actual casinos in New Orleans.
Okay. So this is going to be like an authentic experience, because most of the time when I go to Biloxi or whatever, or wherever for a casino, I'm going to lose anyway, so I'm not coming home with any money. But this way I can actually contribute to local, keep the money in the family, and have a good time anyway.
Yes, absolutely. And we're really excited to have this company coming in to do this. It's going to give you that professional casino feel,
mm-hmm.
with professional dealers. It's not going to be volunteers,
okay.
like you would normally have. So right. It's we're really excited about the event. They're going to be able to help you, teach you how to play the games,
yeah.
which is great too.
And so your ticket is actually the way that you fundraise, obviously not playing with real money like
Correct.
You would at a casino.
Okay. Correct. So it's $100 a ticket, and that's entry for two people. And not only do you get the fun gaming, but we have an open bar, we're going to have hors d'oeuvres, we're going to have a lot of other fun events going on that night.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to bust and lose all your money, we have a chance for you to buy more chips.
Okay.
And then at the end of the night, we've got a great opportunity. We're going to be raffling off a lot of great prizes. So if you have a lot of winnings, you will have a great chance to win some of those prizes.
Okay. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It does
we have
sound
things like,
fun.
Like we've got an iPad, we've got original artwork by some local artists.
Okay.
That people can
your auctions or raffles have just been out of the park. Y'all really get some very nice stuff. Is it going to revolve around the chips that folks have earned, or will I imagine anybody can just bid on with their own money for
it's
that
It's actually going to be a true raffle.
Okay.
But you will get raffle tickets based on your winnings.
I see.
So instead of, you know, mm-hmm. in a casino, when you cash out, you get your money back. Well, in this, right. you know, we can't do that. So when you cash out, depending, you'll get raffle tickets based on your winnings.
I see.
So you may get one raffle ticket, or you may get 100.
Oh, cool.
Depending on your winnings.
Very clever.
So then you can take your raffle ticket and put them in a bowl in front of each prize, or if you really want to win something really bad, you can put
all your raffle tickets in one bowl. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's how the prizes are going to work, and how you can use your winnings. And we will do the raffle at the end of the night and announce who wins everything.
So the Fairhope Booster Club Casino Night, October 16th, not this Saturday night, but next at the James P. Nick Center. And it's nice to see you use that. They've got a nice facility.
Yeah, they do.
We looked at it, and we thought just that would be an extremely elegant facility for something like this, because you can do mood lighting. Jeannie has found someone. They've actually got what's called a 3D photo booth, where you stand in the middle, and it's got cameras that revolve around you, and it uploads immediately to your phones. You put it on social media. You know, so we're going to have that. We're going to have some background music playing, but we just looked at that, and that's such a beautiful building, and laying it out like that with a gaming floor. We also are going to have what we're calling an exclusive or a private poker room. So if you're a poker player, then you buy in for a little bit additional, and we're deciding, I think it was going to be $25 or $30, whatever the number was. And that is a private room. We do not allow people to go in and observe. That is strictly for those players. We're going to have drink service that's going to bring them their drinks, so they don't have to get up from the poker table to go get drinks.
Just like a real VIP at the casino.
That's right.
Fun. Okay.
So that's, you know, that's the idea behind it, and this gives us an opportunity to put, especially after COVID, to put some money in the bank for these teams, because they really need our help right now, you know, being able to generate funds. And so we were looking for a fun event, and to my knowledge, I don't know of anybody else that does this on the Eastern Shore.
Yes. I don't either.
So is this So this is not replacing the drawdown. Oh, good.
This is in addition.
Okay.
Good. Drawdown's always in the spring, and we just decided it'd be a great idea to add a fall fundraiser. Because of COVID, we've lost some of our fundraising opportunities, so we decided, hey, let's go for it.
How do people get tickets? I know that when my kids were players, athletes in Fairhope, we would help sell tickets. Is that still an option for tickets to get from players and their families?
We would actually prefer if people go to our website. Okay. We've got a couple of different options to buy. It's piratenation.live.
Piratenation.live.
Correct. And you have an option where you can pay via Venmo or you can pay via PayPal. If you would rather write a check, pay us cash, we have ways to take that too. We would just need you to shoot an email to somebody that's on that website.
Believe it or not, we need a phone number or a location.
Yes, so tickets. Once you purchase your tickets, you can pick those up at Objects. Mm-hmm. They'll be available for pickup there.
Okay. But if you can't buy online, is there maybe the school or another option to purchase?
Well, one of the things we're going to do is at the upcoming football game on the 15th, which we are hoping we have none left, which that's part of why we're here, is we have a max of 250 tickets we can sell.
Because it's at the
capacity.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but we, you know, several of us, and Jeannie is our president, and we have other board members. We've talked about if we need to go meet somebody or set up a time where we can meet somebody, just call us or email us, and we will absolutely help you in any way we can.
Okay. Good. So if you don't feel comfortable buying it online, just contact the school, ask for the boosters, and you'll get it taken care of. Perfect.
Yes. And you can also find our email addresses on our website as well.
Yes. PirateNation.com. Live. Very good. What, anything else that y'all want to convey and tell us about and concerning the event? We have Eric Cortinas and Jeannie Frazier in with us.
Yeah, we just appreciate the support we've had. Yes. We've had a lot of local merchants, you know, the Grand Hotel, and as Jeannie mentioned, several artists, restaurants in town that are all participating in this, and we want to make sure and recognize them because, you know, this is Fairhope and folks are generous.
Yes, they
folks are giving, and we just, this would not happen without them, without you giving us an opportunity to come and talk about it. But this is just a big deal. We've been talking, I don't know, how long have we been talking about this? 3 years?
Yes.
I think we've been throwing this around for about 3 years, and we finally just decided to do it.
What prompted Casino Night?
Actually, a bunch of us attended the one that St. Lawrence does several years ago for benefit for their missions.
Okay.
I thought I remembered St. Lawrence or a local church had done one.
And we went and we had a great time and we started talking about it and thinking, you know, this might be something, this is not something very common, and there's a lot of people that would probably be interested in doing this. Mm-hmm. And so we've been throwing this around for a while and COVID put a halt on it. We kind of wanted to do it last year, but we decided we were going to jump in the water and let's just see how we can swim.
Great.
Really looking forward to the event, though. I think our community is really, it's a great opportunity to embrace all of our athletes. We've got a lot of really talented young athletes in every program that the schools offer. And this is just a great way to give back and make sure that we're supporting them in their efforts because those kids work so hard.
Yes.
It is a grueling grind that they go through to train for these sports, and it's just a great opportunity to give back to them. They provide a lot of entertainment for the community as well.
Absolutely.
They do.
And we're just happy to be able to support them and have this chance to raise even more money so we can continue our efforts.
Yeah, people don't realize the level of commitment that goes in for the student athletes because, you know, they start, what, in March most, you know, or 6 months before their sport starts, they're practicing. They're spending 2 or 3 hours a day, 3 or 4 days a week out, you know, on the golf course or out running sprints or up at the stadium running up and down bleachers or wherever it is, whatever their sport is, they're out practicing when they could be out running around with their friends, when they could be out getting into trouble somewhere or doing something else. They've got that level of commitment there. And at the same time, they've got exams, they've got homework, They've got chores. They've got
jobs.
They've got
cases.
All these other things
to
go
struggle.
Through.
It's a struggle. As parents, we know, right?
So, yeah. So, this is a great thing y'all are doing. Really,
thank you.
Really,
yeah, we're really
it,
excited and looking forward to seeing the community really come out and support these athletes.
Mm-hmm. Very
and,
good.
And I've always said, the more you spend on these kids like this now, okay, the more you spend on them now in athletics and in academics and whatever, the less you're going to spend on them down the road in correctional facilities and jails and other things like that. This is a great way to build character and build better people. So
yes.
this is a great
so
thing.
So many
y'all
life
are doing.
Lessons mm-hmm. on the track field or the court or mm-hmm. any of these fields.
That's just, right. Very important.
Just great life lessons mm-hmm. out there. And so we love what we do, or we wouldn't be volunteering all of our time that we do. And it's
absolutely.
Just it's really fantastic to see what we can do for these guys.
Yeah, and thanks, because it takes parents like y'all to keep this going and to help support the kids and the families involved. So thank you mm-hmm. both very yeah. much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us today.
Absolutely. Oh, anytime. Y'all are welcome anytime.
Jeannie Francis and Eric Cortinas from the Fairhope All Sports Booster Club. Eric, we got to get you back to talk about growth. You know, that was...
That's I'm not on the clock at the moment, but yes, we will.
He's with the city of Fairhope building.
He's got to go to where are y'all That's playing right. tonight? Y'all are
they're,
in Theodore?
They're in Theodore.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and give us okay. that update. How are Fairhope Pirate Boosters football, I mean, how the Pirates
how the
are
team's
doing?
Yeah.
Well, I know the football team is 4-1?
5-1.
They're second in the region. So tonight, and we have two of our remaining games are against Theodore and Baker, which are very, very good teams. Theodore is an excellent team. So this is a big, big area game tonight.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to this, and it's going to be at Theodore. But you can watch it on PirateNation.live if you can't make it over to Theodore, which I will, or we actually have a home of Pirate Nation at El Mexicano Restaurant. They set up the big screen. You can go and have dinner, you can have a drink, and you can sit there with the rest of the Booster Club folks and watch the football game.
Okay.
That's actually the home of Pirate Nation.
Okay, that's so clever.
Okay, you know, so that's at El Mexicano
in
Fairhope.
It is.
Or watch it online. I always want to say PirateNationLive.com, but it
used to be.
It's now PirateNation.live.
That is correct.
Very good.
And you have a daughter on the volleyball team.
Yes, I have a daughter on the volleyball team. They actually play, they will be playing in the area tournament Thursday. That'll be at McGill-Tulin.
Okay.
We fully expect that they will move on to regionals in Montgomery. The top two in the area go to regionals, which will be the week after next.
Okay.
So really excited to watch those girls. Super talented team this year. They've got 6 seniors. So a lot of girls with a lot of experience and a lot of great leaders on that team. So we're really looking forward to see what they do this year.
Okay. So much fun. I'll have to come watch some of the I miss it since my boys are grown. I'm going to have to just come watch some of your kids.
Well, and congratulations, Jeannie, too. Her oldest daughter is now playing for the University of Mobile.
Yes.
Yes, woo-hoo! From the volleyball team last year.
And volleyball as well?
Volleyball.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah. How exciting.
Yeah, it's a great time, and the move to 7A has been really good for Fairhope because it's given us an opportunity to compete against the top teams in the state. And you know, we've had 4-time diving champion, 4-time state diving champion several years back. We've had golf state championships. Softball won 4 years ago, and went to the state championship last year, I believe, or year before. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of success with these teams, and they represent Fairhope very, very well.
Well, we are very proud of all of the Fairhope Pirates, no matter what school, no matter what team. And real quick, I know what we didn't mention is, what about folks that would like to join the Boosters or help other than buying a ticket to the event?
Yes, so they can do the same thing on our website, PirateNation.live. You can buy a membership. We would love it to have more members. A basic membership is $50. If you want to join and receive an all-sports booster pass, that's $150. What that gets you is a parking pass to football, and it gets you a pass to every sport, middle school or high school, home game.
Okay.
Regular season,
home game.
So you could use that pass and you can go to a volleyball game, a basketball game, a soccer match. Yeah,
anything you want. Anything you want to go to. Without paying that $4
yes,
or more
it's
cover.
$8, $7 or $8 depending okay. on the event. So,
and you don't have to pay for parking either, which is
right.
nice, right?
That's a great deal.
Yes,
so
it's a really good deal, especially if you're if you plan to go to multiple sports or if you've got multiple children playing multiple sports, it's a bargain.
Yes.
and there's always just a dozen little things that need to be done as well.
Correct.
If you don't want to be one of the big jobs or anything, there's always a million little jobs that need to be done that you can help with.
One of the things I like to tell people, if you've got 30 minutes, 3 hours, or 3 weeks, you can help us. We have a spot for you to help. And don't be afraid to raise your hand and think you're going to get suckered into doing something really big. We love volunteers, and we want to put people in places where they're comfortable and where they have the time to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid to raise your hand. We definitely have spots for people to help.
Okay.
Very good. PirateNation.live. Thank you, Jeannie and Eric. It is now 9:28. You're so welcome. We're glad that y'all came, and we hope we can help you sell out the event. Casino Night at the Knicks, October 16th, here in Fairhope for the Fairhope Pirate Boosters. Thank you both. This is Swap Shop at 928-9228. Lines are open, and we'll be right back. The Fairhope Outdoor Fall Farmers Market kicks off Thursday, September 16th through